Now, I know some of you might be saying, oh, well, okay, here he goes. He wouldn't really stand for what he should have stood for as steadfastly as he should have. Remember, their food was going to be brought to them. They weren't going to the king's table to pick and choose what they were going to eat from the menu for the night, the day, the morning. Their food had been assigned to them, and it was going to be brought to them. And they either eat it or not. And if they ate nothing, eventually they would starve to death. How much good would that be? And do you suppose that is what God would have wanted? Would he have wanted them to have starved to death rather than eat, even if some of what they would be eating would be considered objectionable? I think this was a wise compromise that Daniel came up with, because remember this, he really did not say to the man, to the guard, look, test us for 10 days. Just bring us vegetables and water for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, check us out. If we don't look at least as healthy as all the other young men who will be eating the king's royal food, then we'll eat what they eat. That's not what he said. Now, that may be what it would have come down to. But he didn't actually say, we will go ahead and eat what the king has assigned. He said, deal with us according to what you see. If, and this was the deal, you test us for 10 days, we eat nothing but vegetables and we drink nothing but water, then you compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food. Then treat your servants in accordance with what you see. Then treat your servants in accordance with what you see. That still took courage. Because for all he knows, somebody could have said, you know what? I'm kind of tired of this. I understand you already had this conversation with my boss, the chief court official, and he wouldn't say yes to it. So why are you coming to me with it? That could have gone any number of ways. It really did take courage for these young men to say, we don't want to defile ourselves. And remember, Daniel did let the chief court official know why he didn't want to eat that food. He said he did not want to defile himself. That took courage. In a foreign land, knowing that the king said, this is what they're to eat and this is what they're to drink. And you know, that king he's the baddest man in the land, because at that time, he was overseeing the most powerful nation in the world at that time. And you're not going to eat what he assigns? Well, let's see what happens. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. That worked out, didn't it? To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. Paid off, didn't it? And notice this is so critical. Verse 17 again. God gave those four young men knowledge. He gave them knowledge. He gave them understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. Our focus right now is courage, but I want to ask you this. What do you need to succeed at what you're doing, or at least attempting? Have you asked God to give it to you? Knowledge, understanding, ability to analyze, ability to foresee. And he also gave Daniel understanding of visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them in, which was a 3-year period, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. And of course, King Cyrus would be the one who would eventually come in and overthrow the Babylonians, and he would become the new power on earth. And he'd give a decree allowing Israelites to return to their homeland and other exiles from other nations to return to their homelands. But what about that courage? These four young men made the statement that they did not want to defile themselves. That in itself took courage to say, in a foreign land, which happened to be the most powerful nation on earth at the time, we do not want to defile ourselves, to contaminate ourselves, to pollute ourselves by eating the food and drinking the wine that the king has assigned to us. Four young men taking that stand together. Would you have been willing to be one of those four? You were taken, let's say, to Russia. Some kind of way, Russia managed to work with some American citizens who were sympathetic to Russia's cause, and they liked what Russians stand for, what the Russian leaders stand for, and they helped to overthrow America. Helped Russia overthrow America. And some people were taken exiled to Russia, carried off to Russia. And you were one of those people carried off. And their leader said, this is what I want those who have been brought here from America to eat for the next 3 years. And what you were being told to eat would go against your religious beliefs. It would somehow get in the way of your relationship with your God. Would you be willing to say, I don't want to defile myself, which basically means pollute, contaminate. I don't want to pollute myself by eating these foods that the Russian leader has commanded us to eat. Would you have the courage to say that? Four of you taking that stand. How about if there were only two of you? And now, if anyone gets punished, there are only going to be two of you being punished instead of four. What if it was just you by yourself? You're the only one who truly felt that way. And let me tell you, you can find yourself in situations where there may be a number of people saying, I love God and I am a true servant of God. And you all are asked to do something unethical that you all know is unethical. Would you be one of the ones maintaining your stand and saying, I'm not willing to do that because it would violate my ethics before God? Or would you be one who would make excuses or minimize the matter and agree to go ahead and violate the ethics anyway? What kind of courage do you have? It takes courage to practice good ethics.